Did you know you have the power to change your life? It all depends on your beliefs. If you have limiting beliefs, you limit yourself. I'm Becky Beach, and I'm here to help you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can design your dream life. This is the Becky Beach Show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Becky Beach Show. I'm Becky Beach, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to deal with problem customers. I'm sure you had lots of problem customers in your store in the past, and also dealing with them right now even, and I've dealt with problem customers myself that create lots of stress, because sometimes somebody just has a really bad day and they want to take it out on a store owner, so they'll just behave very erratically and they'll try to make your day bad too. But whatever you do, do not fight fire with fire. You just give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, and kind of put yourself in their shoes, like maybe they've had a really stressful day. And they're just trying to get through it, you know, and they just decide to go off on you because you're safe because you're just somebody online that they can, you know, mess with. So, of course, you need to get yourself together and don't fight back or don't use caps when you respond to them online. Or if you're talking to them over the phone, you don't want to scream at them back. You just be very calm. And you just, and then it, like, one of a customer is like really getting under your skin. So maybe like just go take a walk and then calm yourself down. And then come back to the computer and respond to them. Like, don't just immediately go off, because it can be easy, can be triggering to automatically go off on somebody that's really causing you lots of stress. So you should just calm yourself down and then go back to your computer and then just write a very, you know, a very kind response. You know, just show kindness and to them. If they're showing you negative, then fight it with kindness, because you never want to be negative back. Because that just makes you unprofessional. So you want to be very kind back to these customers. Like, for instance, I'll tell you a story. Well, recently I put out a new course, and I've had so many positive reviews. Like, everybody was saying how great it was and how life-changing it was. But then I got one customer that responded saying the course wasn't what they thought it would be. They thought that it would be something else, and then the course was entirely different, and they were just, they seem kind of negative in their response. Like, they're acting like they want their money back, but they didn't like say it because I have a no refund policy, but they're kind of acting like they wanted their money back. So then I was very kind. I wrote back, said, "Oh, hello." And I said their name. And I said, "Well, what about the course did you not like? Is there anything, you know, that maybe I could add to the course to make it better for you?" So like, you saw that. Like, I told them that they could, you know, I could add something to make the course better for them that would be more to their liking. Like, you can offer to add information. Like, say you're selling a course and somebody says it's not what they thought, that they expected something else. Well, within reason, you can just add some more information. Like, maybe that's feedback. Even if it's negative, it's still feedback, because you can't, you know, think all feedback is going to be positive. When you put something out there, you're putting yourself out there, so you're going to get positive and negative feedback. So you want to take this feedback with a grain of salt and say, yeah, like maybe I could change something in my course or my product that would make it better for this customer. So what I did is I added some more information in the course that would help them, because they expected it to be, you know, something else, like some more information that wasn't there. So I decided to add that information. It wasn't too hard. It only took like maybe like 15 minutes to add this extra information in there. Then once I was done adding the information, I emailed the customer saying, "Hey, I put this extra information in a course. Like, you can find it under this module." And then they wrote back in a positive way. They were like really happy that I took the time to add more information in my course. And maybe you can do the same. Like, say you're selling a printable and a customer expected the certain page to be different. Like, they wanted the page, you know, to, like, say you're selling like a weekly planner, they wanted like a daily page in there. You know, well, you could say, "Well, this is a weekly planner," even said weekly planner in the description of the product. You know, and you could just kindly just tell them that in the description of the sales page, it said it was a weekly planner, but they want a daily planner. But see, so maybe you're selling a daily planner, or you're an affiliate of somebody selling a daily planner. Well, you could send them the link to that daily planner and they can purchase that instead. Like, you should never offer refunds if selling digital products, because these are one-time products that can't be returned. Like, they can download them forever, and they cannot return them. Like, once they download them, they're theirs forever, and you can't get your money. You can't get the product back for them because it's on their computer, on their hard drive. They can say they deleted it, but you just don't really know if they did or not, because they downloaded it. So therefore, it is their product. So it's like, you shouldn't really ask for your money back because they now have the product. So I never give refunds for digital products myself or even courses. Like if I'm given a digital course, they can download the videos and you'll never get your money back. You know, you'll never get your video back. I mean, because they've downloaded to their hard drive. And so they're asking for the money back, but you know, how could they return the content? They can't because it's digital. So I highly recommend not giving refunds, but I've seen some people offer like a 30-day money back guarantee, but that kind of hurts you and it hurts your affiliates because during that 30 days, their money could be yanked back, especially if you're using PayPal. If you put refund on Thrivecart or even Warrior Plus, it yanks back the commission from the affiliate. So the affiliate might not have that money in their account, and that kind of messes up your affiliate, and it really hurts your business because then the affiliate will think, oh, there's all these refunds being given out, you know, but the product must not be good. So that kind of hurts your conversion rates too, because if they see refunds, especially on Warrior Plus, if they see refunds on the product, they'll think that might not be a very good converting product because there's all these refunds on it, and they're not going to bother to promote it next time or even anything else you've sold. So that's why I just recommend not putting refunds on digital products. Well, I've had some customers like demand refunds. Like this one customer thought that my product was a shippable product. It was a printable planner that I had in my store. And I put underneath on the sales page, I put that this was a digital product. Nothing will be shipped. But still, they thought they were going to get a shipped product. So they emailed me saying, hey, where's my product? I've waited, you know, 3 months and it hasn't come. And I'll go, well, this was an instant digital printable product. It wasn't shipped. It wasn't a physical planner, so you're not going to get it shipped. So they go, oh, but I thought it was going to be shipped. And they say, well, I need a refund. Like, I didn't like this. Like I thought I was going to get a shipped product. But I said, well, you were given a printable digital product, and I see that you've downloaded it because you can see if they downloaded it at Shopify or how many times they downloaded it. And they can only download it, you know, a certain amount of times. But I saw this person download it, so they did use it. You know, it's on their computer. So I can't get that file back from them. Like, I can't reverse and take it back. You know, that's just not how things work. When you download them, the person can't get it back. So that's their product. So I said, well, I'm not going to offer you a refund because this was a digital product and I saw that you download it. You can just print it. And they wrote back, well, I don't have a printer. I said, well, you can take it to a print shop. And I even gave printed instructions on how to bind the planner, like all these instructions. And still, they still weren't happy. They're saying that they're going to do a chargeback with their credit card and they're going to do a chargeback with PayPal. And that's where things get really messy because PayPal does not go by the seller. They're always on the customer's side because PayPal is more customer facing. They only more care more about the customers than the sellers. Like from my experience, like you might have a different experience where you think PayPal is good with sellers. Well, they're not. Like from my experience, and I've had like lots of experience with PayPal, and they're more in favor of the customer. So like a lot of times they'll take the customer's side. So that's when I just decided I'm just going to give a refund because this customer is just not cooperating. So I went ahead and refunded them their $17 because they took it all the way there. Like I've tried everything I could, you know, I calmly said that it wasn't a shipped product. It was in the description of the sales page that it was digital, you know, so I just went ahead and it's only $17 because that could have cost me a whole business. Because when if PayPal shut me down, you know, because of this customer, like they could have ruined my whole business. So I just went ahead and so that extent, when somebody's threatening to charge back and going to PayPal, you know, and threatening you, then that's when you should give a refund. That's the last resort. But you may decide to do like a 10-day money back guarantee or a 30-day, but still that's can be tricky, especially if you're doing affiliates. But if you're not doing affiliates, then by all means you could do that. But just if affiliates are involved, then doing, you know, money back guarantees is like very cautiously, you know, think you should not do it. So I just have so many customers in the past that have, you know, tried to walk on me, you know, and treat me bad. But, you know, just how the business is, like some customers are going to do that. And I've had some customers, they're freebie seekers. So they buy something and then they want a refund automatically because they just download it and they just want it for free. And those are like freebie seekers, like tire kickers, like they just want something for nothing. And I've had a lot of people like that. And I just recommend, you know, just like just saying, hey, again, there's no refund. But if they do escalate it to like chargeback, you know, because they can do a chargeback with their credit card and the credit card will just take your money from you. And there's nothing really, really you can do because of that. So that's what some people will do. They'll do a chargeback. And that really looks bad on PayPal and it kind of hurts your business because you're trying to, you know, have a nice business, you know, in here with a good track record. And if there's all these refunds and chargebacks with PayPal, then it could, because PayPal could say, oh, this seller, you know, they keep getting all these chargebacks. Maybe what if they're running a scam or something, you know, so you want to make sure that you just look out for yourself and your business. And by offering a no refund policy, that kind of protects you against some of these tire kickers and freebie seekers that are out there. But still, some of them will still take advantage of you and try to get their product back and try to get their money back, you know, and you'll be out of a product. And, you know, some of these freebie seekers, they'll upload the video. Like if you're selling a course, they'll upload it to torrents. And torrents are these sites where people can download things for free, like big files, like videos and movies. And like there's one called the Pirates Bay, like that's a well-known torrent site, and that they can download those videos from there. Some of these freebie seekers will buy courses and then demand their money back, or they'll just buy the course. Like you just never know who's buying your course. Like they could be like a freebie seeking, you know, someone vengeful wanting to, you know, harm your business, and they'll upload it to a torrent site. And then now all these people can get your course for free and nobody's going to pay you because of that, you know. But sometimes like a good person probably won't even know about a torrent site, you know, because those torrent sites are not very good. You know, they're kind of illegal because there's lots of illegal content. They get shut down all the time. So like a nice quality person probably won't even like really download anything from a torrent site. Like I've downloaded things from torrents before, like videos. Like that was when I was very poor and I just couldn't afford the money. So of course, if someone's in a situation where they don't have a budget and they can't really afford something, then they're going to use a torrent site to get it for free. You know, I see the reasoning behind that, but you just got to look out for these people that are wanting to take advantage of your business, because it can just be very damaging to have all these refunds on your record. Like I have very few refunds in my store. Like I probably give out, you know, maybe two refunds a year at the most. And that's when it escalates to chargebacks, you know, and PayPal disputes. Like I just do it at the very, very last, you know, because I don't just give a refund to anybody that asks, you know. I guess I kind of wait till they threaten me, you know. And but I just want to make sure that my products are protected, because I spend a lot of time and energy on my products. I've even spent money on my products. Like I've paid people to create my products for me. And if somebody is just getting them for free and not giving me my money and or taking my money from me, then I can't make a profit. You know, if I'm creating all these products, you know, and I'm spending money and time, I can't get my time and money back, but they can get their money back. So these products, you know, even though these are digital products that you can resell over and over, you gotta be very careful and protect them. You can't just give them out for free to everybody or offer refunds to everybody, because they're going to take advantage of you and harm your business. Okay, well, everyone has a really great day. If you want to check out about more, like about my courses and membership, go to the show notes at mombeach.com/podcast. I have a very good membership called the Business Beach Club, and there's two tiers. There's one tier where you can sign up as a basic member and you get access to all of my courses. Like I have so many courses, like over 15. And then if you sign up to the pro, you get access to group coaching. I have group coaching meetings every single week on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Central Time. And there's also recordings in case you miss a meeting. You could watch the recording. And each meeting, I have like a lesson and also answer questions and any struggles that my members may have. So it's a very good membership. There's lots of really awesome members that have come out of this that are very successful and have grown their business tremendously with my help. And then the basic starts at $29 a month. So that's available right now to pay $29 a month to get access to all of my content. And if you sign up, you know, today or this week, you get access to 2 months of content, because I'm going to change the content over to November. So you get October and November's content. And then if you even act even more fast, you'll get access to September's content. So you get 3 months of content, because I'm going to change it all over. So you get access to September, October, and November's content, because I removed September's content October 31st. So if you join before the 31st, you'll get like 3 months. And then in November, the first week of November, you get November's content. And it's going to be really great. I'm offering a New Year's planner. It's like a New Year's planner bundle that has a print and digital. So you get a digital planner in this bundle, and you get stickers, and you get clip art, and also coloring pages. So it's a really awesome bundle of products that you get with the membership, and it's only $29 a month. And normally that product is like $37. So you're saving quite a bit of money. And plus you get access to my new course that's coming out. It's about how to start a podcast. October's course was how to start a Facebook group, because I have a very active Facebook group that has like 2,500 members and I make a lot of money from it. So I teach you how to make your own Facebook group and make money from your group. You can also use your group, you know, for a paid membership, or you can use your group as a paid course. So it's a really awesome training. You get access to that. And then last month's training in September, you get access to was Course Creation for Creatives. And I teach you how to make your own course. So you get access to that right now. And also the Facebook course on how to make a group. And then next month is the course on how to make a podcast. You'll get access to all these products and courses. And in addition, you get a Facebook Live for the basic every single month. And you get also a Smart Goals workbook, and also do a $5 sale. Or if you join the $5 sale, I have it every quarter. You can actually, you know, submit a product and sell. It's like if you're a new seller, that's a great way to earn customers and subscribers with this $5 sale. We had lots of success in the past with members sometimes making more than their membership cost. So they make their membership fee back with this $5 sale. So make sure you check out the show notes at mombeach.com/podcast to learn all about my membership and how to join. Well, have a great day. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to the Becky Beach Show. Please go to mombeach.com/podcast to learn more about my podcast and for show notes. If you want a 2022 free printable goal planner, please go to mombeach.com/subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day. Goodbye.